Hey there, TPT friend. Are you frustrated with your TPT sales these days? Feeling stuck and overwhelmed with how to grow your earnings? Let me introduce you to my very favorite tool for running my TPT store, your data playbook. As a savvy teacher seller, you know that data and SEO go hand in hand. But let's face it, none of us have the time or energy to dig through all the data and make sense of it all. That's where YDP comes in. Your data playbook pulled all your TPT data together in an easy-to-understand format and gives you easy, actionable steps to increase your sales. I'm not one to promote things I don't really believe in, so you can trust when I say YDP is the real deal. It's my not-so-secret weapon for keeping my TPT store earnings up, even though I am spending very little time on it. And that's really why I am so excited to share YDP with you. When you join YDP with my affiliate link now through May 7th, I'll invite you to an exclusive group coaching session where I'll walk you through all of the tools and my processes for using them to grow my business and increase my sales. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of this amazing tool for your TPT business. You can learn more and become a member at kristendoyle.co/YDP. Hey, TPT sellers, ready to see growth in your business? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Savvy Teacher Seller. I'm Kristen Doyle, and I'm here to give you no fluff tools and strategies that will really make an impact on your sales. Let's get started, y'all. Hey, seller friends. Today, I want to tackle a common issue that a lot of TPT sellers face, and that is that we tend to quite frequently get a product almost done, and then we never get around to finishing and actually posting it on TPT so that it can sell. I probably have dozens of half-done resources in my own files on my computer, but most of those are older. These days, once a resource is done, I really try hard to go ahead and get it posted as soon as possible. And I do that even if it's a seasonal product, because products can't start selling if they're not in your store. And once they start to sell, even if they're out of season and they're just selling a little bit, that helps them to build momentum and it helps them to move up in search. Now, there are a ton of reasons that we sellers sometimes leave products half finished. Sometimes it is things like perfectionism or lack of confidence in our product. Maybe life just gets in the way. But according to my Instagram followers, and if you are one of the sellers who voted, thank you. According to them, it really boils down to those last two things that you need to create: the preview and the thumbnails. I'm going to give you some ideas for conquering all of those in today's episode. So let's get right to it. Let's start with perfectionism and finding your confidence so that you can overcome that perfectionism. So it was really important to remember that progress is more important than perfection, and that it is okay if your product isn't 100% perfect. Now, don't hear me saying that you should post a product that hasn't been proofread and has lots of errors. But I know for most of us, if you are struggling with perfectionism, your product is probably already really amazing. And it's those last couple of little details, like you keep nudging that one title over a pixel or two, or you keep playing with the font that's on it or adjusting sizes of things. And it's those little bits that keep us from finishing the project and getting that product posted. Keep in mind that your work is incredibly valuable, even if it is not 100% perfect, even if there are a few things you would still like to tweak or change or add. As long as your product has been proofread, is accurate, is educationally sound, which I know all of our products are, you are still helping teachers, and you can always come back and revise that product a little bit later on. Remember that done is better than perfect. That is an old saying I know that can seem kind of trite and overused, but I tell myself that all the time. Done is better than perfect, because perfect, in my life anyway, is probably never going to happen. So the best I can do is do a good job and get it done. Put yourself in a new teacher's shoes. Is your product in its current state going to help them do their job better? Is it going to save them lesson planning time at home on a Friday night? Is it educationally solid and it's going to provide a good experience for their students? If you can answer yes to those, then it is a great product and you should be proud to post it, even if there are still a few things you want to tweak over time. Now, I have been raving for the last couple of weeks about Mikey Seibert's conference session on conquering imposter syndrome. If you haven't watched it and you have a virtual ticket, I would really encourage you to watch that session. I cannot tell you enough how much I got out of it and how much I think all sellers really need to hear the things that he taught us about battling imposter syndrome. He shared lots of strategies for quieting that voice inside that tells us we're not good enough. And my favorite that I'll share with you guys is to give them a name, which kind of takes them out of your head and makes them almost like a third person, and then tell them to shut up. I know that's not teacher language we normally use. We always tell our students not to say that, but sometimes it's important to say, shut up, Laura. This is a really great product and teachers are going to be so happy to have it and their students are going to love this activity. So try that strategy if you're struggling a little bit with confidence and with not feeling like your product is good enough. All right, I shared that although a lot of us struggle with perfectionism and self-confidence, really when it comes down to it, the biggest issue for most of us is actually finishing the product itself. So to kind of overcome that, I would encourage you to start with those least difficult or daunting tasks and do those first to build momentum. It's kind of a snowball effect. Once you get going on the easier things, then hopefully that will help you build momentum. Maybe for you, that means creating those answer keys, or maybe you really like covers and you want to knock those out before you deal with the preview. I don't know if anyone loves making previews because that was the one thing on my little Instagram survey that came up number one as the biggest thing that keeps people from posting. So if you love previews, good for you. Couple of tips for you to make this process a little easier. If you're working on creating your answer keys, teacher notes, all of those teacher pages that you put into your product, keep some templates on hand for those that you can reuse over and over. That'll save you a ton of time. And it also helps repeat buyers to use your resource easier because they'll know exactly what to expect and where to find things. So keep those templates on hand that you can just copy and paste and swap out content for. That helps a ton with getting those pages done quickly. Like I said, though, the biggest hangup that most of you guys told me that you have is with your covers, your thumbnails, and your previews. And that makes sense because they feel really important. And sometimes we're just not quite sure what to put on them. Covers are a big deal. Absolutely. But I would say that previews are arguably the most important part of your product listing. So definitely don't skimp on those. TPT says that 62% of teachers they surveyed say the preview is the number one factor in their purchase decision on your product. So make sure you are doing a great job on those. Now, my favorite tool for creating eye-catching, professional-looking covers and previews is Canva, hands down. I'm not a big fan of using Canva for my products because I don't love the way that it handles text-heavy documents. But there is something about it that makes those images and the previews look so much more professional than what I would make if I did it myself in PowerPoint or Keynote. And I don't know what it is, but it just looks so much more polished and professional. And when it comes to creating these, using consistent fonts, colors, and graphics, different elements you might pull in or layouts you might use on all of your thumbnails and previews makes that creation process go so much faster. The fewer design decisions you have to make, the faster you'll get this done. Not to mention, consistent fonts and colors are going to help you build brand recognition, and that is good for your buyers too. And once again, I will say, use templates. I cannot tell you how much time I save by having a template ready to go that I can just pull from when I get ready to create the covers and the previews for my products. Yes, it means you're being a little less creative. You're not creating something brand new and unique for every product, but it helps you get that product posted lots faster so it can start selling, and You get to keep using layouts you know are already working well instead of trying something brand new and not knowing how it's going to convert. So what I like to do is open up a brand new Canva document in the right size for my preview or my thumbnails, and then open up some of the old ones that I've created and copy in the layouts that I really love. And I call this my master template. I have one for covers and thumbnails, and I have one for previews. And then when I get ready to make a new one for a new product, all I have to do is open up my blank file and open up my template file and just copy and paste the pages that I want. It's sort of a mix and match kind of system, but it saves me a ton of time because I've got layouts already done. I've got those elements I like to use already in. The right size images are there for page screenshots that I'm dropping in. And it just helps me so much to pull from those templates that I already have. Now, if you are struggling to know what to put in your previews, covers, and thumbnails, and I know a lot of you are because several people messaged me on Instagram, especially about previews, I do have some Canva templates in my TPT store that can help you. You'll find the links for those in the show notes for this episode at kristendoyle.co/episode58. And those templates include lots of little prompts and tips about what you should be saying on each page and what kind of images you should be including and things like that. And it's all based on the format that I've been testing out and that I've found converts best. All right, friends, it is time to quit stalling and post your product. Remember, it's all about progress, not perfection. Spend a few minutes compiling your best layouts from your covers, thumbnails, and previews into a master template that you can pull from. And if you need some templates to help you, go to those show notes and check out the ones that I have available. And then find one of those unfinished products that is sitting in your folder somewhere and get it posted. Back to school season is here already right now. So every single product that is sitting on your desktop instead of posted in your store is a missed opportunity for sales, and it's a teacher who won't be able to benefit from the thing you created that might be exactly what they need for their classroom right now. When you post that product, send me a DM on Instagram and let me know. I want to celebrate with you. You can do this, friend. I'll talk to you soon. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with another teacher seller who would also find it helpful. For more resources on growing your TPT business, head to kristendoyle.co/TPT. Talk to you soon.